Well, I took a work break this week. I've been lying on the couch, and probably the quality won't be very good, but my spirit is good. This is a great season of the year, and it's so great to see a church full of people that care about Christ. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim, his power and glory. Proclaim, fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine.
Jesus born in a stable, a humble Savior's birth. You left your throne in heaven above to live here on the earth. Baby Jesus, a lion in a manger, crying for the world. The angels told the shepherds of the good news for a soul.
This time we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. How are you all doing this morning? So, what is today?
Christmas morning.
And what happens on Christmas morning? Santa comes? Yeah? Santa comes and you get presents. Every Christmas morning, I've woken up and I've noticed that someone has been in the house. Yeah. And they leave stuff. And he eats cookies and drinks milk, yeah. Right? And so...
And his reindeers eat carrots and celery.
Yeah, and his reindeer eats carrots and celery. Absolutely.
And we gave him some celery.
Yes, we did. All right. So did everyone bring a toy this morning? And we're going to bless these toys. And if you didn't bring it, that's okay. Because they'll be blessed. Because my blesser goes really far. All right? So we'll be good to go. All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the gifts that you give to us. Lord, the gifts that we have brought here today, we are especially grateful for. We thank you that these were given to us by those that we love and that they were left for us because of your great love for us. We pray that these toys would enable these children's imaginations just to run wild, to dream things that have never been dreamed before, to celebrate and to enjoy and to play and to just enjoy all of life that you give to us. Lord, we pray that you would be with those toys that we didn't bring, and we pray that you would bless those as well. God, and most especially, we pray that you would bless these children, even those that are talking while I'm praying. And that you would remind them that they are loved and that we are so grateful that they are here. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us, and we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right. I think there's children's church, am I right? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. All right, you guys can go follow Miss Vicky to Children's Church. Go on. That blessing worked better than I thought. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1. They must have shown him something shiny. That gets them every time, something shiny. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. I know what you're thinking. I am so glad he's preaching Hebrews. On Christmas Day. That's what I was hoping he would do. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 12 says this. In the past, God spoke through the prophets to our ancestors in many ways and many times. In these final days, though, he spoke to us through a son. God made his son the heir of everything and created the world through him. The son is the light of God's glory and the imprint of God's being. He maintains everything with his powerful message. After he carried out the cleansing of people from their sins, he sat down at the right side of the highest majesty. And so the Son became so much greater than the other messengers, such as angels, that he received a more important title than theirs. After all, when did God ever say to any of the angels, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or even, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? But then when he brought his firstborn into the world, he said all of God's angels must worship him. He talks about the angels. He's the one who uses the spirits for his messengers and who uses flames of fire as ministers. But he says to his son, "God, your throne is forever, and your kingdom's scepter is a rod of justice. You loved righteousness and hated lawless behavior. That is why God, your God, has anointed you with oil instead of your companions." And he says, "You, Lord, laid the earth's foundations in the beginning, and the heavens are made by your hands. They will pass away, but you remain. They will all wear out like old clothes. You will fold them up like a coat. They will be changed like a person changes clothes, but you stay the same, and the years of your life won't come to an end." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious God, again for this day we give you thanks. For the reading and the hearing of this, your word, we give you praise. We pray that all the words you have given me today would be your words and not my words. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to comprehend. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be your faithful disciples. And like the shepherds, go and share your love with others. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Today, as we celebrate Christ's birth, I think, at least for me, I am reminded of the unique excitement that surrounds the birth of a child. Anyone present during the birth of their children? I don't remember that. It was a very unique and exciting and awe-inspiring time, more so for me than for Abby, probably, right? I had the unique opportunity to be there for both Joel and Nora's birth, and there is just something sacred and spiritual that happens in this moment, in these times. This excitement and this pride that I felt and that Abby felt and that many others of us have felt is really expressed quite beautifully here in Hebrews chapter 1. Especially verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 1. He says, "The Son is the light of God's glory and the imprint of God's being." We can't help but see the Father's beaming joy at the birth of His child. We cannot help but see God our Father excited and proud of His Son in this passage. This baby boy represents many things to many of us. And today, if we can try our best, I don't want us to get caught up in the sentimentality of this day. If we can try, just for a few moments. Because we tend to get caught up in that a little too much. It tends to distract us far too often. You see, the author of Hebrews here rightly points us back to Christ's birth, but he does so through the lens of Christ's life. He does so as one who has experienced God on the other side of Pentecost. So he looks back at Christ's birth through Christ's life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. That's how he looks back on the manger. That is how he looks back at the proclamation of the angels. That is how he looks back at the shepherds and the wise men who come to see this child. So this morning we ask ourselves, who is this Christ child that Hebrews points us to? What is it we're supposed to see today? We've already experienced quite a lot, I'm sure, this day. But what is this writer in Hebrews trying to show us? I think first and foremost, he's trying to show us that Jesus is God's direct communication with humanity, with this world that he has created. With the same pride and joy and excitement that the Father beams about his Son being born, so we see that same pride and that same excitement when God creates the heavens and the earth, when God forms the stars and places them where they belong, as he forms the mountains and the valleys and the rivers and the oceans. There's no more need for mediators here because Christ has come, because the Holy Spirit has poured himself out upon us. We see in verse 1 that God used to speak to us through prophets, and he did so in many times and in many ways. But now God speaks to us through his Emmanuel, because he is present with us. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. You see, at Christ's birth, a direct link was created between God the Father and us. And in Jesus Christ, that link has been made. And we can go directly to God. He no longer needs to speak through others to us. He can speak to us directly, and we can also then speak to him directly. I think what Christ does at his birth is he brings us closer to the fellowship that Adam and Eve enjoyed with God in the Garden of Eden. He brings us just a little bit closer to the fellowship they had as they walked together, as they talked, as they fellowshipped with God in a very real way. Now, it's easy for us to get caught up in the glitz and the glamour and the sparkle and the magic and all of the wonderful things that Christmas brings, which is, I think, likely why Hebrews spells out how Christ is superior to all of this in verses 5 through 12. You see, this passage this morning didn't need to go beyond verse 4 because he pretty much tells us everything we need to know. Verses 5 through 12, the author of Hebrews is just showing why what he's already said is so important. When did God ever tell an angel that you were my son, or that I was excited about you like I am about my son? Right? And he helps us understand a little bit more clearly how Christ is superior to all of these things. The angels, the law, and the prophets are nothing but spectacular distractions if we allow them a greater place than they deserve. These are merely people and tools used to point us to Christ. To focus too much on these beautiful distractions misses the beauty of the mundane, of the simple, of the humble birth of the Christ child in the manger. And today that is what we celebrate. We celebrate God coming to us in the mundane, God coming to us in the everyday, in the reality of life, in all of its messiness, in all of its confusion. And he does so to clean it up, to bring order out of this chaos. This Christ child is God's direct communication with us. Secondly, Jesus, as we see in verse 3, is the light of God's glory. This child beams God's presence in our midst. He is the light of God's glory. We see in verses 8 and 10 respectively that Jesus is called God and Lord. That is how he is referred to. I can't tell you how many times I've said or I've heard it said, I love God and I love Jesus. And I love, hold on a second. They're the same. They're not any different. There are different aspects to them, but they're the same. This Christ, this God, this Lord is more than merely human. He is the divine glory of God in the flesh. He is the superior. He is the firstborn of all creation. The first one raised from the dead. Jesus is the light of God present in all of us who bear God's image. He is the light of God's grace that saves us from utter darkness. My favorite thing about the Christmas season are the lights. I love that more than anything. To me, it's really not the Christmas season until it's dark outside and I'm driving around or I'm just seeing the lights or seeing the lights on the Christmas tree. I love those. He is the light of God's glory that saves us from utter darkness. The incarnation of Jesus is proof that nothing can separate us from the love of our Father. Where there is light, there is salvation. There is love, there is joy, and there is excitement. Jesus is God's direct communication with humanity. He is the light of God's glory. And thirdly, as again we see in verse 3, he is the exact imprint of God's being. The exact imprint. This is no mere duplication. To see Jesus is to see God the Father. In Jesus Christ, in his birth, in his incarnation, Moses' request to see God becomes a reality. Now we remember the story of Moses. He said, God, I want to see your face. And God says, hold on, you can't do that. You're not equipped for it, but I'll put you here in the cleft of this rock and you can see me as I pass by. And here in this Christ child, we're able to look God in the face, to see the love of God our Father through his Son. When the Word became flesh, he forever linked the finite with the infinite. He has forever linked the spirit and the flesh. He has forever linked the mortal and the immortal. You see, God's glory is never more evident than in the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. God's glory isn't real or practical. If God's glory isn't real or practical, then it isn't glorious. If it doesn't offer us something now, today, then it isn't glorious. It isn't what we thought it was. So how do we help the world to know God in the flesh? How do we help the world to see him? How do we show the link between the finite and the infinite? Well, we do so by boasting the same excitement and pride in the birth of the Christ child as our Heavenly Father boasted. We do so by coming to church. We do so by celebrating God through song and prayer in all of the various ways that we come together. I hope and pray that that excites us this morning so that we can indeed be an excited people. They will know that we are Christians by our love, And I think they'll know that we truly believe this by our joy. So will you join with me today in being excited about what this day represents? As we come to church week in and week out, will we come flocking to it like kids on Christmas morning flock to the Christmas tree? Or hobble or whatever we have to do. Use crutches, however we got to get here, right? We'll get here. I pray and hope that the excitement we have experienced today will continue in our lives, and we will not be able to stifle that, but to continue to show that to others. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, for the true gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we never cease to praise this gift above all. May we never cease to re-gift this gift to others so that they may come to know the joy and the excitement that is found in only you. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen.